This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear sisters and brothers from all around the world, I hope you're all doing well. You're here with me for a better life. I am Beta, a medical student that I'm really interested in Islamic topics, especially in ethicals and morals issues. And I like knowledge, but I'm here to share my thoughts and my ideas with you. I wish you enjoy it. We're gonna go through our topic of today's episode, and I'm going to start with some verses of a poem. Let's go. God has a gift, the gift of love, waiting to be unwrapped by each one of us. There is nothing on earth that fills the gap like the love God has for each woman and man. You may strive for wealth or aim for success, even find indulgent ways to seek happiness. All of this provides only a moment of satisfaction. Inside of us is a hunger only God can satisfy. God shows us the meaning and purpose of life, guides us to the eternity, our souls to suffice. So, as you are aware, in the history of human being, there were always a strong desire to strengthen the bond with Allah and to answer the blessing of love He's offering to us. As you saw just in this poem, it was like, okay, as you know, God is so kind towards human beings, and He is always showing His love by our blessings, by different aspects in our lives, that if we are aware of them and if we open our eyes and our ears to this blessing, we would understand the love God is offering to us. But answering to this love that is offered by God to us is somehow something historical in the history of human being. So, as I told you, there were always a strong desire in human beings to just strengthen the bond with Allah and to answer this blessing. So, and if, I'm going to go straightly to the point, worship is the key word in this topic and in this episode. Maybe this thought comes to your mind that apparently there is no relationship between worship and good morals, because we are here to talk about a better life. We are here to talk about ethicals and morals issues for a better life. But actually, there is a profound connection between these two areas. I mean, worship and morals. All right now, I'm going to give you a break, so then we're going to come back and talk about this cliffhanger more and more. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Beta, and you're listening to me for a better life. We're talking about the connection between worship and morals in day-to-day life. And I'm going to give you some examples of holy imams' way of living, so that could be more touchable for you, and you will understand it clearer and better. And actually, this is my goal of today's episode. So, as I told you, you have to consider the connection and the relationship of prayer to morals. You know what? I'm going to recite a verse of Holy Quran for you. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O mankind, worship your Lord, who created you and those who were before you, so that you may be God-worthy. Surah Baqarah, verse 21st. Dear listeners, we're talking about worship and the connection of worship and morals. Worship has been mentioned many times in Holy Quran, and as you see, I just recited one of the verses of Quran, and it was a sign that, one of the commands that is recited to the people is worshiping God. So it means that there is a need in your soul. There is something deep in your heart that is asking for this worship, that is asking for an inner peace by means of worship. Worship means to obey, to submit to, you know, serve a being who is in complete control. Human beings have always worshipped. History tells us that people of the past built huge temples and worshipped many different gods. And, you know, in this episode, I'm not going to talk about why people are eager to make something to worship it. You know what? But the thing is, these proofs all show us that there is a strong desire to worship something. Something which is superior to us. The soul finds somehow peace in it, and this affects the personality and behavior of the person. Whenever a natural need is not fulfilled and is overlooked or ignored, there is a big impact on human behavior. And here is the connection that I'm going to elaborate more. There is a strong connection between your needs and your behavior. When you have some special needs in yourself that are not answered because of many reasons, it feels like, okay, there is something missing in your personality and you have to fulfill it. And this desire to fulfill your needs will show itself in your behavior. Worship of God is the essential ingredient of inner peace. And inner peace is the root of good morals. Right now, we're gonna go for a short break and then we'll come back. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
We were given so many prizes. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back. This is For a Better Life, and I'm here talking about the connection between worshiping and morals. As I told you, there is a strong bond between these two areas because you are searching for a kind of inner peace for yourself in your life. And when you don't have this inner peace, you cannot behave humanly. There are many categories of worshiping God. So first of all, there are different categories of this worshiping. The first one is merely performing worship in a mechanical way. That, you know, I bet you've experienced this kind of worship in your life, and it is impossible if you just tell me that, okay, I've never experienced such a thing, because you are a human and humans share a lot. The second category of worshiping is worship for show-off. I bet you've experienced this so much in your life because, for example, myself, when I was younger at school, we had, you know, just prayers in groups, and it was like, okay, I wanted to be better. I wanted to show off my praying or something like that. The third category is worship with sincerity. It earns reward. Actually, when you worship, it has a special reward, but the thing which is superior to this physical reward is somehow the spiritual aura that you will find through this worship. And the last and the fourth category of worship is worship with divine realization or vijdan. You know, it creates a spiritual aura. The worshipper experiences such pleasure that, cannot obtain it in anything else in the world. It causes one to become more proximate to the Almighty, to the God, and to find herself or himself in an aura that can't be found anywhere else. And also, I want to mention that the worship of the holy imams was from this category, which is a superior level of worshiping. And right now, I'm going to tell you a story from Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Imam Ali fasted most of the days and was busy and praying all night long. So much so that the neighbors report hearing 1,000 takbiratul ihram or Allahu Akbar in one night. Many times this condition became so serious that people just, you know, started to think that his soul has departed from him. Try to be sincere, just try to be pure, and just try to worship according to your vijdan. That's all the time we had for today's episode, dear listeners. I wish you enjoy our topic of today, worshiping. And I just leave you in a warm embrace of God. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, He knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, He knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.